some obvious things about money.
Hmm.
Don Grant, CFP, here to, well, restate the obvious.
I'm here to point out the obvious.
That's right.
You know, why
Don
not?
Grant, take it away, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, a couple of recent studies, you know, ones that I've mentioned you for before, show that Americans still struggle with financial literacy. Yet most of us really do know the basics. The challenge just isn't knowledge. It's doing the things that we already know that we should. Now, honestly, it's a lot like ordering that third taco, even though the first two were plenty, but we go ahead and do it anyway. The first obvious rule is earn more than you spend. It's not glamorous, but it's the foundation for staying solvent. When the balance tilts the wrong way, debt piles up quickly and becomes a trap that is very tough to escape. Start saving as early as you can. The younger you are when you begin, the more time your money has to geometrically grow and compound, which I call the eighth wonder of the world. Diversify your investments. Putting all your money into on one horse might feel exciting, especially if it wins, but spreading your bets across several races gives you a much better odds of long-term success. Stay alert and avoid scams. It sounds easy. It sounds as something, you know, if something sounds too good to be true, trust your instincts. And if someone pressures you to act now or miss out or go ahead and miss out, keep an eye on your credit card and bank statements. Some companies are sneaky with recurring charges. I've canceled a few myself that somehow got in there. Have an emergency fund. The right amount depends upon your personal situation, but having a cushion for surprises makes life a lot less stressful. Of course, a CFP professional can help you figure out what is appropriate for your financial situation. Keep your debt manageable. It circles back to rule number one, spend less than you earn. And check your credit score now and then. Catching a mistake or a fraudulent account early can save you a world of trouble later. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How are things going with the Wagon Masters and the Thanksgiving smoke?
Well, good Sunday, in there prepping all the turkeys and getting them ready, and then going to be down there. They're already lighting the fire, kicking the tires and lighting the fires, already starting it up, because, you know, it takes a long time to cook 240 some odd turkeys.
It's down at Sim Park, though, or at where is that, Cowtown, right?
It's at Cowtown in the parking lot there.
I don't want the wagon masters to get wet out there with this rain and
dirt. Oh, we're a tough bunch.
Okay.
Well, we'll be standing next to smokers, and of course, yeah, I'm sure there will be a red cup or two out there to keep them warm.
It's all for some, what, a couple, 300 turkeys?
200 and something, yeah.
For families?
And all the sides and all that are going to be shit. The Wichita Police Department comes by and picks up a handful of meals, and they take them to families that need them, maybe families that are being protected for some reason, that their identities and location cannot get out to the public. So,
right.
So it's an amazing cause.
It is. And good for you and the Wagon Master, sir.
Well, we got to thank Kenny Atnip, a former police officer who's also a Wichita Wagon Master. He's the one who put this thing all together. And the first time, I think we did like 30 turkeys, and now we're up to 240 and a lot of other community involvement.
Absolutely.
Too.
All right. Well, this is National Play Day with Dad.
Oh.
Dedicated to encouraging fathers to take a more active role in their children's lives, spend the day engaging with their children in various activities, even though you may have to work today or something. Does anyone ever get enough time with dear old dad? Kind of depends.
I don't know, but if it's play day with dad, it's up to the kids to play with him, because why would dad have to do it? That would be play day with kids.
Yeah. Well, I had to drag my dad out the door to play catch, but every now and then he would.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those were good times.
Those were the days.
Make dad
friend.
Come out and play catch. That's about all he would do with it.
Cats in the cradle with the
silver spoon. Oh, tell me how to play poker, I guess. Yeah.
Your dad taught you how to play poker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That was helpful, I thought.
Yeah, my dad taught me how to drink scotch.
See?
Yeah,
see?
My dad, nice. My uncle. Yeah.
Well, you had a play date with dad. Look at that.
Play date with dad. Yeah, let's go play.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's take a look at Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we had Monday Night Football last night, and the San Francisco 49ers got a win at home, beat Carolina Panthers 20-9. Starting at offensive right guard for the Niners, former Kansas Jayhawk, Dominic Pooney. He played on all 70 snaps on offense on the offensive line, paved the way for 147 yards on the ground, and did not allow a sack the entire game. How about that? Dominic Pooney doing a nice job for the Niners. Also getting some playing time for the Niners in that game, safety from K-State, Marcus Seigel, a rookie. He got in 14 plays on special teams. He's played a lot on special teams for the 49ers. All right. The 49ers are now 8-4 on the season, back-to-back wins. They're 8-4, but they're in third place in their division. Tough. That's very tough. They're in the seventh and final playoff position in the NFC with 5 games to go. Of course, you heard that game last night over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, let's go over to basketball. K-State tonight is heading to Bloomington, Indiana to play in one of the big-time venues, Assembly Hall. K-State at 24th-ranked Indiana. The Hoosiers are 5-0. K-State is 5-1. Road opener for K-State. Indiana has won 7 straight home games dating back to last season. This is K-State's first visit to Assembly Hall in 40 years. They have never won in that building.
Wow.
In fact, K-State has lost 9 times in a row to the Hoosiers. Last time they beat them was 57 years ago. K-State is a 9.5-point underdog on the road at Indiana tonight. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Meanwhile, KU is out in Las Vegas playing in that Players Era tournament out at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where they're just shelling out the money, giving every team $1 million to come play for NIL money. KU won that game yesterday afternoon, 71-61, as the Fighting Irish missed 20 three-pointers. KU got a big effort from Flory Budinga, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks. KU improving to 4-2 on the season, and they got to play again today. Turning around for another afternoon game, KU taking on Syracuse. Syracuse is 4-1, Jayhawks 4-2. KU is a 4.5-point favorite. First meeting against the Orange in 8 years for the Jayhawks. JUCO men's basketball tonight. We have Butler Community College on the road at Pratt. Butler going for its 6th win of the season. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler basketball at 7:15 this evening, and that is on AM 1330 KNSS. Women's basketball on the west side of town yesterday. Newman winning on home court beat Central Christian 94-43. The Newman ladies have won 3 of their last 4. And the Friends women have a home game tonight. Basketball action. Friends hosting undefeated Science and Arts of Oklahoma. That'll tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. Friends is 6-1 on the season, coming off back-to-back wins. Science and Arts coming in undefeated at 5-0. Good women's matchup tonight for Friends on the west side. Happy birthday today to a guy that was a big stalwart on the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. Dan Soliamua is 61 years old today. Of course, he played defensive tackle in the NFL, played college football for Arizona State, and then was selected in the 7th round of the NFL draft. Played in the NFL for 12 years with the Lions and the Seahawks, but his longest stint was with the Chiefs for 8 years during most of the 1990s. He was a first-team All-Pro with the Chiefs for 1 year, and he made the Pro Bowl 1 year with the Chiefs. 17 fumble recoveries for the Chiefs. Hey. Second all-time in franchise history behind only Derek Thomas.
Very good.
Yeah. Dan Soliamua, the great defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's his birthday. He is 61 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.